Let's go to the phones and say good morning to State Senator Virgil Peck. How are you this morning, Senator Peck?
Well, good morning. I am almost awake. We on the floor last evening. Actually, it wasn't last evening. It was this morning, about 2:15.
They kept you up, huh?
Kept us up, worked this, and we had some legislation. It's one of those things, it's that time of the year, Bill, when we have leadership once on one side of the Capitol wants something, leadership on the other side wants something else, so there's a lot of horse trading and then a lot of pressure put on. I'm not one of those that does well at playing the games, so... But I'm still here.
Yeah.
I represent the people of Southeast Kansas.
That's the job. That's what. No actual horses are being traded, though.
Not that I would say specifically. We did have a bill that relates to gambling that did have to do with horse racing.
Yeah. And I guess Kansas, there's going to be a lot of Missouri folks coming over from Kansas to do their sports betting because Missouri just didn't get it done.
Well, honestly, I think that's a good thing that they didn't get it done. I wish Kansas hadn't got it done because expanded gambling really is not beneficial to most citizens. As a matter of fact, Kansas has what's called a problem gambling and addictions fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we have that is because, well, we know gambling can be addictive and can cause problems. And so, to me, that should just tell every legislator or every Kansan that gambling is not necessarily one of those economic development things. It's beneficial. There will be some people come over from other states because it is legal. My problem is it's also legal to want to be gambling on your phone, which people do that now maybe, but it's offshore.
Yeah.
But I just don't think opening the door is a good thing.
So is today the last day of the veto session?
No, sir. Yesterday was.
Oh, well, okay. So you're all done.
Today was. Because it was actually 2:15, but we were still on legislative day yesterday. And we will come back on the 23rd of May, and that might be the last day. But we've actually got two more days banked that we can come back. We don't know if the governor will veto some legislation or not. One of the things we passed last night, or actually this morning early, is Senate Bill 34. It had passed the House previously, came to the Senate, we passed it. It relates to COVID and how we deal with COVID, and there was a lot of interest in making certain that Kansas does not ever have a vaccine passport, or there is no requirement for any reason to have a vaccine passport. We passed that legislation late last night, early this morning. Also, no government entity or a public official can require Kansans to wear a mask in response to an infectious disease. Now, should a person wear a mask at times? That's going to be their choice,
their decision,
rather than a government. And so we'll see if the reason I bring that up is the fact that we've got a day on the 23rd. Because the fact that this passed the Senate 23-17, and we need 27 to override, some expect the governor to veto this. I would suggest she not veto this during an election year. A lot of Kansans are interested in no more government mandates and requirements as it relates to the COVID vaccine or masks and several other things. Now, in hospitals and nursing homes, those private entities, they still can require masks, or even government-owned entities, hospitals and so forth, because it's a different situation being in a hospital than it is being outside or being in other locations.
Okay, so, maybe several is a strong word, but a few vetoes were upheld yesterday and this morning. One of those would be the Parents' Bill of Rights for Education?
It is. On the Senate side, the Senate's more conservative than the House. On the Senate side, we actually overrode several of the governor's vetoes, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which simply just says, if you're born a boy, you're a boy. No questions asked. Of course, the science tells us that and common sense tells us that. We also had one that the parent, there's a lot of misunderstanding about, and that's short-term health insurance. The House didn't even attempt to override it, and the Senate did override the veto. That just simply says we've got a law on the books that says you can purchase a short-term health insurance policy. It doesn't cover everything, and it doesn't cover pre-existings, but you know that going in. It's not for everyone, but for those that it is, it works. It's much, much cheaper, the premium, And it does cover comprehensive things. But in any event, we have it currently on law, on the books, 12 months, and then it ends, no matter what you want to do. This legislation simply said, if you had a short-term health insurance, you liked it, at the end of the 12 months, you could renew it for another 12 months. And at the end of that 12 months, you could renew it for another 12 months, and that's it. So it was a 36-month, pardon me, went from 12 months to 36 months. Didn't get that overridden. So the House just did not override vetoes. So you're right, governor's vetoes were sustained. There was only one veto override. That has to do with work requirements. If you want to receive food assistance or food stamps, and that's pretty much across the board, most people would support that. If you are age 18 to 49, so you're not that old, you're a young person, at least in my book. I'm 62 years of age.
I got you beat.
Okay.
I'm 67, sir.
Okay.
But I certainly understand the value of a day's work.
Well, that's it. Those of us who've been around a little while understand the value of a day's work, but 18 to 49-year-olds with no dependents. So we're not touching anybody who has children. We're just simply saying, oh, and by the way, you're able-bodied, meaning you're not disabled in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So able-bodied, 18 to 49, no dependents. If you want to receive food stamps, and of course that's taxpayer assistance,
right?
You must work 30 hours a week or receive job training, which
yeah.
I saw as a positive. But anyway, we did override that one, and that's the only one we did override of the governor's vetoes. There's so many pieces of legislation. We could easily talk for the next hour and a half about several of what the legislature did this week, and I know we don't have an hour and a half worth of time.
One thing I'm wondering about, and you mentioned, again, this being an election year, why are we waiting until after the election to axe the food tax?
Interesting, just a brief history. In 2019, the legislature passed legislation to do just that, axe the tax. It was designed over a period of time to be eliminated if we were at, if that had been signed into law. The governor vetoed it. In 2019, the governor vetoed legislation to eliminate the grocery tax in the state of Kansas. Had that been signed into law in 2019, right now, they told us just yesterday in tax conference that we would be at 2.08%, and then we would be at 0% next January. So that's a little bit of a history. Honestly, the legislature did some things. This is Virgil Peck's opinion, but had we not done these, I think we could have passed legislation that would eliminate the sales tax real quick, but we passed legislation, I voted no,
mm-hmm.
to put $1,125,000,000 into the CAPERS fund. That's money that's spent, that's gone. The state cannot recoup that. It's gone to CAPERS, and I'm not sure this is a good time to do it with the volatility in the stock market and so forth. But anyway, that's $1 billion that could have been used for tax relief for Kansans, but the numbers, I guess to answer your question very directly, I'm going to say it's because of what you said. It's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sales tax, everybody that voted for it can, and it passed unanimously on the Senate side. I haven't checked the House vote. But everyone that voted for it said can campaign or can say, I voted to eliminate the sales tax on groceries. However, this is only the state portion.
Right.
January, it'll drop to 4%. The following January, which is January 24, it will drop to 2%. And then January 25, it will zero out. So it's a gradual buy-down. I personally am more comfortable with what passed in 19 because it was tied to revenue collections. As revenue went up, taxes went down. These are automatic cuts, and we don't know the future as far as the economy. Some economists are saying, look out, we're headed for a fairly deep recession. I'm not going to go down that road because I'm not an economist. I don't know, but if we are...
Nor do you play one on television.
I have been known to do that a little bit in public forums and so forth. But
well, we got to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, the good news is we got this accomplished. The bad news from the perspective of some is it's not immediate. However, I was honestly amazed at the opposition from some Kansans as it relates to the food, the grocery sales tax. And it's not food. I keep saying food because food would include
right.
restaurants. This is just grocery. But some people said this is the only tax that some people pay to help contribute to our schools, our roads, our law enforcement, and so forth. So they said don't eliminate it. But the survey I sent out, it was about, I think, 80% of Kansans said, yes, I would like to see you eliminate it.
Okay, we got about a minute left. Looking back at this session, what do you think is the most important thing you guys got done?
The most important thing we got accomplished from my perspective is House Bill 2239. That is a major tax bill. What it does, it eliminates the, for example, sales tax on fencing supplies. It provides a tax credit for teachers who purchase classroom supplies. The biggest thing is it provides property tax relief for senior citizens and disabled veterans by freezing their property taxes. And for all the rest of us, the 20 mil statewide assessment for schools, the first 20,000 previously was the level at which the first 20,000 was exempt. The first 20,000 of appraised value is exempt from this 20 mils. We doubled that to 40,000. So that provides about a $50, not major, but a $50 tax relief on property taxes, which is the most hated tax in the state of Kansas.
Yeah.
That bill had many other provisions, but we're not going to spend time going into all.
Well, every little,
that legislation
yeah.
was the best.
Every little bit helps. State Senator Virgil Peck, thanks so much. Time to maybe chill out a little bit, take some time off, and get ready for the next session, I guess, huh?
Well, we're going to be moving back home today, emptying the apartment. I'm looking forward to getting back to Southeast Kansas. I always prefer to be there than in the big city of Topeka.
Understood.
We'll be headed back home. And, then we'll be getting ready for the final veto session and spend time in parades and all those other things, seeing people between now and next January.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.